The nuclear club is no longer the exclusive grouping that it once was. In the aftermath of World War II, America alone possessed the secret of the atomic bomb. Within a few years, the Soviet Union had tested its own bomb, and the nuclear race was on. First Britain, then several years later, France, and later China developed nuclear weapons of their own. That wasn't the end, however, only the beginning. Currently, there are deep fears that Iran and North Korea are going to be unwelcome, yet insistent members of the now not so exclusive nuclear club. Not only that, there are also fears of terrorist groups gaining control of their own nuclear weapons. While even in the darkest depths of the Cold War, America and the Soviet Union held each other at bay from using their nuclear weapons by the threat of mutually assured destruction, this strategy is of little use with terrorist groups. After all, the folks who flew a plane into the World Trade Center would hardly balk at going nuclear if the opportunity presented itself. What about it? In this world of an ever-escalating threat of nuclear blackmail and terror, where will it end? Are nuclear weapons and their use mentioned in Bible prophecy? If so, where? If you want to know where this current threat of nuclear terror will actually end, then stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World presents Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, John O'Gwen, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, John O'Gwen asks, nuclear terror, where will it end? And now, John O'Gwen.
Well, greetings, friends. Where is the current threat of nuclear terror headed? And more importantly, where will it end? Do you realize that it's been 60 years since our world was abruptly ushered into the nuclear age? On August 6, 1945, the Enola Gay lifted off from the American base on the Pacific island of Tinian in the wee morning hours. It was just after 8:15 that morning when a trigger was pulled that released the single 5-ton bomb that was the massive B-29's sole cargo. That bomb, nicknamed Little Boy, changed our world forever. Now, 60 years later, we're still living under the shadow of the famous mushroom-shaped cloud. The very power of the universe has been harnessed to create the most destructive weapons imaginable. On that fateful day in August of 1945, tail gunner Bob Caron described the scene that he was watching to the other crew members. Quote, "It looks like bubbling molasses down there. The mushroom is spreading out. Fires are springing up everywhere. It's like a peep into hell," end quote. 80,000 Japanese died that day. The direct result of that single blast. Another 60,000 died due to radiation and other injuries before the year's end. Over the weeks and months ahead, both the magnitude and the horror of what had been unleashed that August morning reverberated across America and around the world. You see, my friends, a new age had been ushered in. Now, what did that new age portend for the future of the human race? There were people who wondered that everywhere. And you know what? Today, decades after that fateful blast, people still wonder the same question. Of course, now it's not only the United States that has the bomb, nor is it even a matter of a standoff between two nuclear superpowers whose vast arsenals guarantee mutually assured destruction. In today's world, we worry about continuing nuclear proliferation. What will happen if rogue states and terrorists obtain such awful destructive power? In the aftermath of World War II, many said that war had grown so terrible that finally mankind would be forced to renounce war once and for all. Well, my friends, the decades since Hiroshima have been marked with almost constant wars and rumors of wars. Mankind has not renounced war, has he? In fact, our world has grown more dangerous, not less so. My friends, how do you know what the future holds? You know, there are people who are worried, who are deeply concerned, who have anxiety in this world of ours that's filled with threats, not only wars between nation states, but terrorist groups. There have been horrible things that have happened, and there have been many others that have been on the verge of happening that someone has stopped. How do you know? Well, the prophet Isaiah, writing many centuries ago, records in Isaiah chapter 46 and verse 9, "Remember the former things of old, for I am God." Isaiah quotes, "I am God and there is none else. I am God and there's none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure." My friends, God declares the end from the beginning. Do you realize that you can know in advance? Did you know that the modern nuclear age in which we live was directly prophesied in the pages of your Bible? Well, it is. The Creator God declares the end from the beginning, and it's right here in this book. Now, not only was our modern nuclear age foreseen many centuries in advance, but the future use of those weapons and the consequence of that use is also foretold. Do you realize that? My friends, how will that affect you? How will it affect your family? Against whom will such terrible, nightmarish weapons of mass destruction be used in the years to come? Would you like to know? We live in a world that is far different from the world that emerged in the aftermath of World War II. We need to understand where the world in which we live is actually headed. Now, where are you going to find out that information? The politicians can't tell you. The scientists can't give you the answer to what lies ahead. But the answers are available. And they are found in your Bible. They're found in one of the least understood books of your Bible, the book of Revelation. In Revelation chapter 1, we have a description of a vision. John, the last of the original 12 apostles, is on the Isle of Patmos. And in this vision, he sees the resurrected, glorified Jesus Christ. And this is described in chapter 1, verse 17 of the book of Revelation. And John said, "When I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I'm the first and the last. I'm he that lives and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. I have the keys of hell," Hades, the grave. "Have the keys of the grave and of death. Write the things which you've seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter." John saw certain things in vision, and he also saw things that were going to happen hereafter. So John recorded the future in advance, and he recorded this future as Jesus Christ revealed it to him in the pages of the book of Revelation of your Bible. Now, you know, the Bible of itself is a mysterious book to most people, but the book of the Bible that is the least understood is the book of Revelation. Would you like to understand this mysterious book of Revelation, my friends? Would you like to know what it says about the threat of nuclear terror? You know you can. we have a free booklet. This booklet is entitled Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled. This book, the book of Revelation, was written to show the future in advance to the people of God. You can understand that future. It applies to you. It applies to your family. And we invite you to pick up the phone and to call us right now to order your own free copy of Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled. Call for your free copy right now.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insight on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Now back to our topic. World War II quickly ended in the aftermath of the American bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. At that moment, the United States had a monopoly on nuclear technology and stood at a pinnacle of power, both economically and militarily. This monopoly was not destined to last. The Soviet Union exploded its first bomb in 1949. Not only did nuclear technology spread, however, but also the refinement of that technology increased as well. For instance, the United States exploded the first hydrogen bomb in 1952, a weapon that while it was physically smaller in actual size than the Hiroshima bomb, was actually 2,500 times more powerful. The American B-52 bomber, introduced during the early years of the nuclear age, could not only deliver a nuclear payload, but it also had a range of 6,000 miles. In the 1960s, the United States deployed the Atlas missiles with a range of 5,000 miles and a cruising speed of 16,000 miles per hour. In addition, both the United States and Soviet Russia built underground missile silos. They developed rockets that could carry multiple warheads. As an example, America launched the Polaris submarine in 1960. This submarine was able to carry 16 nuclear missiles, and each missile was armed with 4 warheads. Each of these warheads could be targeted on a different city. In 1981, at the beginning of Ronald Reagan's presidency, the United States had 8,000 ICBM missiles that were targeted at the Soviet Union primarily. The Soviet Union, of course, had their own ICBMs. They had 7,000 ICBMs that were primarily targeted at the United States. By 1986, it was estimated that the world's stockpile of nuclear weapons consisted of more than 40,000 nuclear warheads, the equivalent of 1,000,000 Hiroshima bombs. Can you grasp that, my friends, the magnitude to which this had grown? Now, since the 1990s, the situation has become increasingly murky. During this decade, there was growing evidence that Iraq, Iran, North Korea, and Libya were all trying to develop or obtain their own cache of nuclear weapons. In addition, there have been fears that nuclear material would fall into the hands of terrorist groups such as Al-Qaeda. Far from the threat of nuclear weapons having vanished following the collapse of Soviet communism in 1991, the threat has actually grown worse. Though Iraq has since been occupied by American troops, Libya has renounced its efforts to acquire nuclear weapons, yet in spite of that, North Korea and Iran have not. In an article, Dateline, January 18, 2004, London's Guardian newspaper carried a special investigative report by Anthony Barnett dealing with the illegal market in nuclear equipment and expertise. Mr. Barnett concluded that the weapons programs of Iran, Libya, and North Korea all led back to Pakistan. Quote, "In the network of illegal radioactive trade," he wrote, "all roads point to Pakistan. More precisely, they lead to the Khan Research Laboratories in Kahuta in North Pakistan," end quote. Now, since renouncing its own nuclear program in 2004, Libya has helped the International Atomic Energy Agency to piece together the cartel of middlemen who are feeding the network of nuclear know-how and equipment. What has emerged is a frightening picture. According to Barnett's report, quote, "It is believed that rogue scientists from Pakistan, motivated by million-dollar payouts, were helped by German middlemen and Sri Lankan businessmen based in Dubai. The middlemen are believed to have secured items for Iran from European, Asian, and North American companies. U.S. intelligence claims that the Pakistani government, through the Khan Laboratories, struck a deal which swapped Pakistani nuclear centrifuge technology for North Korean long-range missiles," end quote. In the summer of 2002, American spy satellites actually photographed Pakistani cargo planes loading missile parts in North Korea. All of that, my friends, is merely the tip of the iceberg. You know, back in December 9th, 1996, U.S. News and World Report magazine featured a picture of a Cobra attack helicopter. This helicopter was flying through the air, and this caption was underneath the picture. Quote, "This Cobra attack helicopter was built from surplus parts. The Pentagon sells millions of them a year. Many fall into the wrong hands," end quote. In fact, it has been known for years that thousands of shoulder-fired missiles are in black market circulation. No one knows who has them. No one knows how many of them have fallen into the hands of terrorists and criminals. My friends, where in the world is this proliferation of nuclear technology and of the capacity to deliver that technology to intended targets? Where is that destined to end? You know, it's one thing to hold an enemy state at bay with the threat of, quote, mutually assured destruction, end quote. But it's quite another to try to use the same threat against terrorists who have no state and of whose whereabouts we aren't even sure. Where will this ongoing threat of nuclear terror actually end? Did you know that Jesus Christ of Nazareth was the greatest newscaster that ever lived? He didn't simply report the news that had already happened, as newscasters do today. No, Jesus Christ reported what was going to happen in the future. Notice the very beginning of this final book in your Bible, the book of Revelation. Notice chapter 1, verse 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ. So we find right here that, differing from the titles in many of your Bibles, most of you, probably if you look in your Bible, you find the title that says the revelation of St. John the Divine. Well, my friends, that was never part of the original text and is contradicted by the very first verse. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants the things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. Jesus Christ gave a revelation that he received from God the Father to show to his servants the things that must shortly come to pass. My friends, do you want to understand what's going to come to pass? There's an entire book in your Bible that was given as a revelation, an unveiling, a revealing to show you what is going to come to pass. This mysterious book, this last book in your Bible, actually dares to reveal the future in advance. Would you like to understand the book of Revelation? Hardly anyone does. Well, we've got a booklet that will help you understand. And we'd like to send it to you absolutely free of charge. This book, Revelation, The Mystery Unveiled, it will show you exactly how you can understand this book. It'll explain the text. It'll help you understand the mysterious symbols. It will lay out in chart form many of the things that are contained in the pages of this book of Revelation. And our booklet, Revelation, The Mystery Unveiled, will help you understand and make sense of this book. You can call us. You can email us. You can write to us. However you want to contact us. But my friends, please request your free copy of this exciting booklet right now.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insight on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Now, my friends, let's get back to our topic. In the pivotal Olivet prophecy, spoken just days before his crucifixion, Jesus Christ responded to the question about what would be the sign of his coming and of the end of the age. Now, in Matthew chapter 24, this is where this particular prophecy is given. Jesus was asked the question, tell us, when shall these things be? What will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? Jesus Christ went on to list specific events that would lead up to his second coming. Now, in addition to discussing wars and rumors of wars, Jesus Christ went on to describe a coming terrible time. A time when, unless it were to be cut short, no flesh would be saved alive. Matthew 24, verse 22. Now, it's interesting how the New English Bible renders that, because they simply say that except those days should be shortened, no living thing could survive. No living thing could survive. My friends, never before in human history, prior to the atomic age, was it possible to exterminate life from the planet. This modern age of weapons of mass destruction was foretold. It was foretold by Jesus Christ of Nazareth almost 2 millennia before it came. In the book of Revelation, there are scenes of future battles, scenes of warfare that are described. And those scenes of battle and warfare are unlike anything that was known in ancient times. Seeing the armies of the future, seeing their weapons in a series of visions, John did not have words in his language to describe much of what he saw. He could only compare it to various things with which he was familiar. And so he would say, well, it was like this, and yet it was like that. Were there nuclear weapons that John saw in his vision? Now let's look at a couple of examples. I want to show you some specifics right here in the book of Revelation. We look here, and the setting on it is describing a future attack of an Asian alliance against the coming European superpower. John pictured futuristic weapons in the language of his day. That was the only language he had. And we notice it right here in Revelation chapter 9 and verse 18. Now notice, he describes something that, starting off in his vision in verse 17 that were sort of like horses, but he described all this armament, and he described this glow and this shine, and he described that these creatures or these weapons, out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. By these three was the third part of men killed. Fire, smoke, and brimstone. That's a pretty good description of atomic bombs. By the fire, by the smoke, by the brimstone, which issued out of their mouths. It came out of these implements that he was seeing, these war-making implements. My friends, This isn't describing conventional weapons. Certainly not describing the weapons of John's day, for we're told that this massive attack destroys one-third of humanity. That's destruction on a scale that is impossible without nuclear weapons. Later, describing the final destruction of the headquarters city of the beast power, called in prophecy Babylon the Great, John again describes something that can only be understood in the light of modern-day weapons of mass destruction. Notice Revelation chapter 18 and verse 8. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day. Death and mourning and famine, she shall be utterly burned with fire. For strong is the eternal God that judges her. We find in the end of verse 9 that he describes the kings of the earth and the merchants seeing their system destroyed, how they lament, but they see the smoke of her burning standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, in 1 hour is your judgment come. That's a description that very well fits a nuclear destruction. Think about it, my friends. Could such swift and total destruction possibly have been accomplished with the weapons available in John's day? No way. Such a description, however, is perfectly compatible with the effects of the kind of nuclear destruction to which the world was introduced with the bombing of Hiroshima in 1945. If you would like to understand more about what is going to come, and how this most hellish time in man's history will finally end, then please write for our free booklet, Revelation, The Mystery Unveiled. This booklet will not only help you understand what will happen, but it will also show you what you need to do so that you and your family can receive God's protection during that turbulent time. Also, my friends, please tune in at the same time and station each and every week. Roderick Meredith, Richard Ames, and I make plain the prophecies of your Bible and bring you the good news of tomorrow's world. See you right here next time.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. All the literature offered on today's program can be ordered absolutely free off our website at www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.